Ash, I'm trying to think of the words, really. Mega congratulations seems to be where I need to go next. What an incredible drive. Not the best start, but hey, two laps of racing and then off you went.
Yeah, I definitely balls that one up, that's for sure. Just got a bit greedy. I think I had it in my head that Colin obviously sat there in a rear-wheel drive car. Track wasn't soaking wet, so their launches can be something special. So I got a bit greedy on the clutch and instantly got to wheel spin and I threw it away completely. So shame, because I would have liked to have got my head down and obviously led every lap. But yeah, look, we had the pace in the car. It's just about biding our time. Ricky made it a little bit easier with a slide down an old hairpin, but then getting past time, I was just making sure we were 100% right with the move and it was going to be on.
You're a master in those conditions, we all know that, but the car just looked beautifully balanced.
Yeah, car was. We've chased looking after the tyre and traction and things like that, because ultimately that's what we saw we were missing last year, and we've for sure achieved that. To do it in drying conditions on a wet, where normally you lose the front tyre, we still had something there at the end, and it just proves the guys and girls in that Racing UK have done a phenomenal job.
7 seconds, I think it was, at the end. You've got Tom Ingram scratching his head.
Well, look, it's we were scratching our head last year, Steve, at the end of the day, and we were scratching our head at Tom. So, yep, tables might have turned a little bit in that respect, but I'm just pleased for everyone and all the efforts that have gone on.
Huge congratulations. Just finally, Loch Fenix visitors here today.
Yeah, we were with them this morning. We did a Q&A, and we had a great Q&A with them. So, hopefully we get a few more trophies for them.
Cheers.